Mite or Nightcrawl had always been good. Her parents liked to joke that she'd been born with a bow in her hands. She was proficient with a short bow by the time she took her first official class. One of only a few girls in the class, the boys dismissed her immediately, but that didn't last long. She didn't just beat them, she embarrassed them to make sure they'd never look down on her again.
Last time on Mystery D8.
By any chance this adventure takes us close to Lord Baltho's castle?
I think there's some preparations to be done still before attacking Lord Baltho's castle.
Yeah, so where do we have to go? Where's this forest?
You've got to go to the Bargraviek Forest.
Gesundheit.
As you're approaching town, you're almost there. There's an explosion originating from Gimbal's bag.
What the hell?
6,000.
Does that mean we each get 2?
Good math.
How much debt are you in, Grishin?
This is 0 now, baby! I try to look angry in my face, and then I shake my head.
I go, oh man, she doesn't want to do that. Is there any way you could sweeten the pot, perhaps?
She says to you in common, get your weak ploy out of my store.
I go, no common.
Oh, I think we've been bamboozled. Bye! I leave.
Well rested in your home away from home in the Cone of Coldlands.
Oh man, woo! I feel good. I feel like a little healthier. Like maybe I'm a little stealthier and maybe like a little better at using my thieves' tools. I don't know why. That's just kind of the way I feel right now.
Did you grow a little bit too?
What's that supposed to mean?
You look good, just what I'm saying.
You look great.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know. I feel awesome too. I do. I feel very healthy. I feel like maybe I'll be better at protecting people a little bit. We'll see.
Do you guys want to get a little more granular with? I know you're doing a great job role playing, but yeah, god damn it.
I mean, the stuff I said.
We can just go around.
Is exactly what I got. I got to add my proficiency bonus to any checks, any stealth checks, and any checks using my thieves' tools. So I'm just a little bit better at both of those things.
Wait, double your proficiency because you were already adding.
Yeah, that's the one.
And then you, Mary, you said Gretchen got better at protecting people. How is that?
Yeah. So when I get to level 6 as a paladin, I get the aura of protection, which just means if me or a creature, like a friendly creature within 10 feet of me makes a saving throw, that creature gains a bonus to the throw equal to my charisma modifier, which is sadly only +2, but you know, it's something.
Is that like a reaction or a spell, or does that just permanently happen? That's just a permanent buff from being around.
I think it just happens. I probably just need to remember to say it.
That's pretty sick.
If I'm unconscious, it stops happening.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I think as I get, like, up levels in paladin stuff, there's, like, a lot of these, like, aura things that just, like, are area things that I do kind of automatically.
That's going to help Baron out a lot since he stands by you all the time.
I think so.
Yeah.
And what did you get, Zacharis?
I'm glad you asked. So, in addition to the standard level up stuff,
if you got a bunch of crazy spells, don't say what they are. I want the surprise.
Can he tell me?
I got another bard thing, and that's counter charm. So as an action on my turn, I can do a performance, and then any creature within 30 feet of me who can hear the performance that I'm doing, I can give them advantage against being charmed or frightened. So that's just a thing that might come up randomly.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I learned 3 total new spells and can cast 1 more 3rd level spell than I could before.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right.
What about you, Tyler?
What? I already said my thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that good. It's like, I'm a little bit better at the rogue skills that only I can do. So, like, that's fine. But it's whatever.
Well, we'll just have to pick more locks, I guess.
I guess. So, if we're just hanging out in Snowhaven, can I buy some, like, good health potions since I have these fucking shitty ones from Bargraviek Forest?
Not only am I willing to sell you health potions, I'm going to give you inspiration for remembering the name of that stupid forest.
Oh,
shit. Yeah, that was impressive. I didn't write that one down.
It's because I hate fucking goblins so much, you know? I'll take it. All right, so what are the health potion prices like these days?
Well, according to Sane Magic Item Prices, Giant in the Playground at giant... tip itp.com,
Uh-huh. I should sell you a potion of healing for 50 gold.
Okay.
And it should heal 2d4 plus 2. That's not very good. 2d8 plus 2.
Yeah, I was going to say 2d8 plus 2. That sounds okay.
That sounds real good.
Mm-hmm.
I will take...
I think there's just been some inflation in this town that doesn't match up with what giantitp.com knows.
Right. Can I buy 200 and... So what, 5 of those? That's 250 gold?
Good job, champ.
Hooray!
It's that good old common core.
Nope. Not me. Okay, well, that's all the shopping I had to do. Should we see if Maxine has some more quests for us?
You may do that.
I'm asking my companions, not you, God.
Not you, God.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea. I was going to talk to Chrome about getting another gadget, but I really should probably just, like, save my money for my monastery like I'm supposed to, instead of just, you know, spending it. I was in debt for so long.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want to do.
Well, now that Crumb is working on something for Farron, maybe let him focus on that task.
That sounds good. Thanks. Thanks, Crumb, for telling me that in character.
God damn it.
Me damn it.
What's Maxine got for us these days?
Hello, travelers.
Hi.
I take it your adventures in the Bargraviek Forest went well?
They're done.
Didn't we just talk about this with you yesterday?
I forget.
Okay, all right.
I'm quite old, you see.
It was real tough. But you remember that we gave you the herb, though, right? And you, like, you're using that to do stuff?
Oh, yeah. Totes.
Cool.
I'm hip.
Yeah, you seem really great.
Is there something wrong with your pelvis? Is that what you're saying?
Do you want there to be something wrong with your pelvis?
Yikes.
Go ahead and take inspiration.
Yay.
I've realized I don't give it out enough, and I'm realizing now the new me gives it out too much.
Yeah.
I didn't get one yet.
I didn't get it for my whole poem I wrote last time, so I'll take it for that cheap innuendo.
Yeah.
We'll call it even.
That's a makeup call, probably. So, she's ready to give you something new now, or I guess ask something of you now.
Thank you.
So, long term, the goal is to lay siege to Castle Whitehelm. So you'll be going in kind of under the radar, and you'll need a large show of force to keep him distracted while you invade his space.
Okay, hold on. Now, I know you act as kind of like a fixer, but whose plan is this?
Mine.
So you're fixing things, like, for yourself. Oh my god, you're kind of a terrifying lady.
Yes, and I forgot the whole thing about how we had that conversation yesterday. It's quite scary.
Yeah, it's almost like someone who, like, you know, can't really remember stuff or, like, you know, be consistent with things they say, like, shouldn't be in a position of power.
I understand where you're coming from, Grotchen, but I'm not sure I agree.
So, you're not thinking of pulling out of the North Magical American Free Trade Agreement, are you?
Topical!
That's really weird. I'm not sure how comfortable I am working for fucking Napoleonic Maxine over here, but for the story, I guess it's fine.
We're fighting a bad guy. I don't understand. You guys, both of you, with your moral qualms about killing evil, I don't understand.
I'm totally into it. I don't know which evil is more in tune with what I'm down for.
Probably killing the demon is fine. I don't know why everyone's team demon except me.
No, I'm not team demon, I'm just... Wait, like, hang on, now I feel like I'm being forgetful. So Castle Whitehelm was the castle we were at the beginning of this whole thing, right?
Yeah, where we found, where we got thrown in jail by that asshole dwarf.
I feel like
and
we tried to sneak in...
also thrown in hell.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to sneak in when they, like, totally know who we are and threw us in jail the last time we were there?
Oh man, if only I had some sort of spell that disguised myself.
But why male models?
Called disguise self.
Well, that's cool for you, I guess. I'm a pretty large woman.
If only we had some sort of genius pulling the strings, who had a master plan that she's unraveling one layer at a time.
Okay, cool.
So what we need is a giant show of force to distract Rognab.
Uh-huh.
So, there's two parts to this plan, and what we need for part one is a siege weapon. So what I need is a group of tinkering experts who have all sorts of resources and knowledge at their hand to tinker together as some sort of siege weapon.
I do not like where this is going.
Any ideas, anyone?
Did you ask Crumb?
Yes, but Crumb is busy working on your armor or something.
Ah, good.
Gretchen raises her hand.
Yes?
I think Gimbal's pretty good at that kind of stuff. Gimbal, you're great. Do you want to help? I think you run a... Don't you literally run a guild does this?
Did I say that I did that? I don't remember.
I was so fucking pleased when you said that because I knew this was coming.
I don't really remember saying that, but, yeah, I might know some people who could help out with this.
Great.
So, star wipe to you approaching the Iron Hill Warren. Does that sound fair?
Oh, sure. While we were walking, could I have studied? I picked up a spell scroll in the forest, and I loved reading it. So if we're going to star wipe on, like, a journey, can I have been looking at that while we were wiping?
Yeah, absolutely. Wipe me off an Arcana check.
Oh, that's pretty good. That is a 23.
That'll do it. It's a spell scroll of Fireball with the caveat that it has to be centered on self.
Oh, all right. Oh, perfect. Ooh. Okay.
All right. So,
Wait, where are we going?
Yeah, so it's interesting that you only ask this at the end of our journey. But,
where are we? I forgot.
I've led you back to my home, the Iron Hill Warren, and just be cool. Okay, guys, just, can you do that for, can you just
I'm always cool.
Am I not cool?
Look, I'm not saying that you are.
I've been told that before, so it's okay. I can try.
I'm just saying, just be cool. Just be cool.
All right.
I gotta open up my notes on what I sent you, Samuel.
I got it.
No, I wanna see what I did. What I've done to myself.
I mean, I just use it as a starting point. There's a bunch of shit that you don't know that's coming at you.
Oh boy. Okay, so yeah, let's just enter.
Yeah, you actually get confronted by an elf when you are almost all the way there. Gimbal, you would recognize this as Kalanor the Salesman.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
You've had, I think, like, some minor dealings with him in the past.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, like, buds or anything, but he would definitely recognize you?
We were friendly. Me and Kalanor were friendly.
Okay. So he says, "Ho there, Gimbal! It's been a while!"
Oh, Kalanor, how's it going?
Well, not great.
Oh.
There have been some problems vis-a-vis curses a la goblins, etc.
Goblin.
Thought you might say that.
Yeah. Wow, I mean... So what you doing out here, bud? You're not in the Elfwood like I would expect.
I've kind of been coming to check on the town every day or so. It's kind of a dire situation in there. None of them really seem to know what's going on with it, and I'm perplexed too, but I'm pretty sure it's not affecting me, so it's mostly just affecting my business, which I don't love.
Wait, so, like, it's going on inside the Warren?
Yes.
Are there goblins in there?
Not as near as I can tell, but there's no one that could have caused this type of thing other than the goblins that we've been warring with lately. Or I should say, you folks have been warring with lately.
Yeah, sure.
What?
Look, Gretchen, Gretchen Farron, you're probably unsurprised to know that we don't get on well with the goblins around here. Things were pretty much under control when I left, but, look, Kalanor, can you just not dance around the subject? What's going on in there, man? Give it to me straight.
So, the town has gotten weird. You know, there's the four main quadrants.
Sure.
It's like, there's some sort of constant shifting that's going on with the town, such that some days you just can't find most people and places. It's like it's some sort of a dimensional rift-o thing. I don't know.
Oh, man.
It's much easier to experience by sight, I think.
Should we head in there? Do you want to take us in there?
Well, I don't really want to go back in there because it's freaky. But one last thing before you head in. I have reason to believe that the curse can be broken by finding the powerful magical artifact that the goblins have. They are spread across 10 or so settlements. I don't know which settlement that it would be in, but I think if you investigate those, you are bound to find the source of the curse.
So the settlements they have up in the hills and such.
Yes.
So are you recommending I don't go in there? We just search for these goblins and take them out?
No, let's see the curse. Let's see the curse. Come on.
Sounds interesting.
Very interesting.
Also, I hate curses.
I tend to agree with your companions.
Okay, well, all right.
Hi, Kalinor, I'm Gretchen.
Yeah, that's my bad. I should, forgive me. Look, Kalinor, these are my friends Gretchen and Farron. Farron and Gretchen, this is my good buddy from the old time, Kalinor.
Don't mention it, I've been listening to the podcast.
The what?
It was what? You.
Oh yeah, you're the one guy I talked to on Twitter. Great. Cool.
What do you do exactly here, Kalinor?
I'm a traveling salesman, so I buy goods that Gimbal's crew creates, and I sell them to others at a steep markup.
Oh, anything for sale?
No, well, as a result of the curse, I haven't been able to acquire quite as much. I don't know if it's an issue of manufacturing or the sales staff on their end, but that well is starting to dry up.
Oh, Gimbal, you could probably make a fair bit of change here, upcharging this guy if he's got no supply.
I'm standing right here.
Yeah, well, you know, man, I've got an old relationship with this guy right here. I mean, I'm not gonna rip him off like that. And then I wink furiously at Farron once Kalinor can no longer see me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, forgive me for even suggesting it.
Do you have something in your eye? Are you okay?
I'm really worried about the people inside the warren. You know, they're my friends and family.
Family?
Well, yeah. I mean, gnomes don't just spring up out of the rock like gold.
Oh, are we gonna meet your parents?
I sure hope not.
I love meeting my friend's parents. It's my favorite.
How many friends' parents have you met before?
Well, I mean, I was gonna go on and say something about how, like, maybe I don't know if I like that because I haven't had a ton of friends, but, you know, I think it sounds good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe we can go in and try to find my parents. Let's enter into the warren and see what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, my son is a murderer, so, you know, you can't be that disappointing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was gonna say I'm pretty sure I haven't murdered anybody, but I've murdered, like, a ton of people.
We've
so.
Killed so many people.
So many people.
We've murdered very few. I would say we've killed many. Killed few. Or murdered few.
Is there anyone that I guess it depends
just
on
straight
exactly,
murdered?
Exactly how you define a murder, but, like, are there any that you definitely started and definitely finished?
Well, there was that sleeping goblin in hell that I just killed when he was asleep.
Goblin in hell. Operative word, goblin in hell.
Yeah.
We're not gonna lose
sleep. And I
tried
to burn
sleep.
All of those goblins in the forest, but you did not let me.
That was bad. That was pretty
no,
bad.
No, they did not let you with their wiles that I gave them.
I will say ruining the sheriff's life in Ouroboran was, I think, the worst thing we've done, like, morally.
He was, like, kind
board.
Of an asshole, though.
But he was
like,
kind
he was,
of
like,
mean.
Good.
He was kind of mean.
He was bad at his job.
And we poisoned all that food back in the original castle. Who knows what even happened with that?
That's true.
I think you made some people poop.
Well,
I
we poisoned so. their like liquid, but I also stuck a bunch of poison inside frozen meat. So.
We'll have to find out, see if there's like a trail of diarrhea.
Right.
When we get back.
Maybe that'll just make our job easier. When we go to do the final attack, all the defenders will be shitting themselves.
Oh, man.
But anyway, so can we enter into the warren?
Yeah, let me do something behind the screen. Yeah, and so you're used to the warren being much bigger than it is right now.
Oh.
It's not so much that it shrunk as you kind of can't perceive a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
And each of the four mighty quarters, or quadrants, or whatever you called them, is kind of just, you see one building of each of those, as opposed to the whole of the area.
Oh,
wow.
This is weird.
Cute little town you got here.
No,
this
no.
This is nice.
No, it's not nice. It's usually much bigger. It's like, for some reason, I can't see the whole town. It's like just one building from each place.
I mean, maybe it's a bit cold out here.
I don't understand.
What?
I was going to say that, but I was like, it's not in character for Gretchen to say it. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm uncomfortable. I'm really uncomfortable. Let's see. My parents live in the burrows. Maybe we can walk over there and see what's going on.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I'd like to walk towards the burrows.
Yeah, in the burrows area, you only see one building.
Yep.
It's the grocery store you recognize.
Oh, Jesus. Only the grocery store is left. Everybody's gone.
Huh.
Is there anyone inside?
What, do you want to go inside?
I go inside.
just Gretchen or everybody?
I guess, like, I'll follow her. I'm kind of bewildered and, like, thrown off by how wrecked the Warren seems to be.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go in.
Gimble, you recognize Argo Green Thumb Cash Crab of Clan Garrett. He's, you know, a member of your clan and
sure.
The dude who runs the grocery store.
Yeah.
And he welcomes you. He's kind of confused about what you're doing here, but pleased to see you.
Argo, clansman, I'm back. Things seem to be terribly, terribly wrong.
He nods in agreement.
I ran into Kalinor outside. He said goblins had something to do with this. You know anything about that?
All I know is that my customer base has dwindled and is constantly shifting.
Dwindled? It looks like everybody's gone. You're the only business on the block.
Well, I'm the only business, and there aren't many customers, so that's how it goes.
Yeah, well, jeez.
Any good sales on?
Do you need some food?
Oh, yeah, sure. What do you got?
Sweet potatoes are great this time of year.
Yeah, I'll hook me up with some of them patats.
He can sell you a tater sack for 1 gold.
A whole tater sack? Oh, where I come from, you don't get a tater sack for this kind of price. I'll give him 1 gold
cool.
for a sack of sweet potatoes.
Sack of taters? You're going to make a nice human ear and tater fry?
Yeah, you can, like, you got the trick is to put the ears in first to let the cartilage kind of come out.
Right, sure.
Yeah. You get a couple onions in there, you kind of let those sweat. Yeah,
potatoes.
Be nice.
Do you have any onions?
I can sell you a sack of onions for, you guessed it, 1 gold.
Yeah, I'll do that.
It's practically a steal. We could just throw these at carriages on the way out of here.
Got yourself.
Get yourself a stew going.
You beat me to it.
Sweet.
I think I'm a little too, like, really befuddled to be making any sort of plans.
I think we came here for what we needed. We got ourselves some sweet potatoes and some long pig and some onions. And I think we're good to go. Sorry, was there anything else you wanted to ask about the crazy dimensional rift? I mean, this is fascinating. So you're telling me there's more of a town here usually?
Yeah, like hundreds of homes.
This is weird.
And so they're here but not here.
Did I say that? I'm just saying I feel like they should be around, but for some reason I can't see them. And it's not like,
I don't know.
Hey,
Gimble.
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay. Are you okay?
I'm trying to hold it together, man.
It's alright, we're gonna fix it. We fix
right.
Everything eventually.
Eventually. That's true. We've got a good track record so far.
That's okay. It's a lot of death.
Yeah, not us.
Well, we get to kill goblins this time. That's gotta be pretty cool for you.
I guess so. I'm so mad.
Did you say killing goblins?
Yep.
So, if you're gonna kill some goblins, I might have a piece of advice for you.
Yep. What's that?
The crew of goblins staying at Wicked Weed Camp has a vulnerability to poison, so I would recommend using poison against them.
Wicked Weed Camp, poison.
Thanks, Arno. You know, I really appreciate it. We're gonna go bring this town back to its former glory. You're gonna have your customer base back in no time.
If I might ask you for a small additional favor.
What do you got?
My meat stores are running low. Strapping young men like you should be able to take down some woodland
and
beasts and return them to me.
You need meat? Is that the gist of it?
Yeah.
He needs the meat.
I do that,
well,
yes.
I so happen to have a fine display of meats and eateries here for you, sir, if you want to take a look.
Yeah.
Gretchen, don't you have some bat steaks?
I do have some bat steaks.
I'd like to just throw up some long pig up on the old dais.
Yeah, I'm going to roll a survival check to try to recognize this as human meat.
Fair enough. I mean, nobody here is human, so I think it's fine.
We're half.
And just so we're totally clear, Gimble isn't going to stop Farron from doing this.
What would Arno do?
Do you want to explain
it's
to
Argo.
Gretchen why it is we even have human
is it
meat?
Argo?
It just feels like a lot of work for everybody.
Look, Farron, I'm not sure the customer base around here isn't really into that kind of meat. Maybe we could sell some bad steaks. But
well, I mean, should have sold this in Ouroboros, but should have.
I'm just saying, maybe we could get a better price for it somewhere else.
It's just gonna get old, and when it gets old, it's not gonna get better. It's not gonna sprout legs and walk off.
I'm not sure.
Do gnomes don't like to eat pig?
We like short pig. This is long pig. You know, we don't too long for us.
What's like a normal pig? Are those short pigs?
Yeah.
Or are they long pigs? Mm-hmm. I've had short pig.
Yeah, lots of short pig you've had.
Where did long pig come from?
Long mommy and daddy pigs when they love each other very much.
Now, I know what sex is, Gimble.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice. Great. Yeah, bet you, Gretchen, you want to try to sell these bat steaks? I'm sure Argo would like to buy some bat steaks.
Yeah, Argo, do you want some bat steaks? They're from, like, real big bats. That's pretty crazy. You probably think, like, bat steak, that's going to be small. No, these are big. Hold them out.
How long ago did you take these bats down?
Oh, my God.
Couldn't have been more than a day or two.
Roll me a deception check.
I'm not sure if I'm lying.
We walked a long way. We star swiped.
Does Gimble not know that he's lying, or Tyler doesn't know that he's lying?
Well, I didn't.
We spent a lot of days in the jungle.
I didn't mean it to be deceptive, if that's what you're trying to say. I'm not trying to lie.
Did I not cure it? Flashback. Gretchen knows how to cure meats.
Oh, you have to cure my long pig meats. Oh yeah, that's what I want.
If you want to buy salt and cure these meats on a rest, you can do that. But that's not something that you've done.
I did it already.
When?
Purify food and drink. Purify food and drink.
That is a good spell for how much meat harvesting you guys do.
I know. I really should have prepped that one.
You do this every time.
I was not trying to.
I know.
Lie
sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how old it is.
It's probably like 5 days old, I would guess.
Oh, it's probably like 5 days old.
Dry age.
He kind of...
It's aged.
Thinks for a second, kind of tosses his head back and forth and says, I'll give you 5 gold for the whole load.
That's what she said.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me.
That's what she said.
I want to do like a quick little 360 sort of hippity hop, because I'm disgusted, then I want to turn around for a high five.
But if you have a fresher game, I can give you a much better price if you come back.
All right, Argo, we'll keep an eye on. Thanks for the tip, man.
Yeah, I want to pull Gretchen aside really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, you know how to purify, food, right? Because you're a paladin, you know how to do that.
Well, not today, but I could tomorrow.
Look, yeah, I mean, maybe you haven't.
It's weird how that. It's weird how that works. I don't know. Well, yeah, kind of how it goes.
You talk to Dolara, you get it all squared away, I understand.
Yeah, talk to her all the time.
But that could be really useful, because it means, we might be gone for, if there's 10 goblin camps, we could be gone for, 10 days.
It is true.
But what we could do is purify all the meat that we get by the very end, so on the last day you could just do that, and then all the meat's, good as new. And so it doesn't matter if it's old, right?
It's true.
So I think that's something to think about before we come back and sell this guy some meat.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Well, honestly, Argo was surprisingly helpful. He's usually not that quick-witted. Maybe we should go down to the Hammer's Quarter, see if we can find some of my friends from the guild. They might have some more tips for us.
Sweet. Let's do it.
Hammer's Quarters, scrolling through my document.
So is that another burrow?
The Hammer's Quarter is just one of the four main sections of the
burrow. Oh, one of the four quadrants, right. It's all one burrow.
It's like the Brooklyn of this town.
Yeah, sure.
Because the Burrows was one...
The Burrows is a quadrant. Hammer's Quarter is a quadrant.
Got it.
Deep Market is a quadrant. And Root Down is a quadrant.
Okay.
Oh, that's called Root Down?
What? Why? What do you have?
I gave it a name myself, because I must not have noticed that. I'm going to just change it to Root Down now.
Was it Hammer's something? What's the other one?
Hammer's Quarter, Deep Market, and Root Down.
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah, so you waddle on over to the Hammer's Quarter.
Okay.
And you see the lab, which is somewhere, Gimble, that you would know about, but is the type of place you wouldn't get to go, because it's for, it's for research and kind of high-level R&D, and you were never quite advanced enough for that type of thing.
He wasn't theoretical. He was practical applications.
Yeah.
All right, well... Geez, again, just the labs here. Let's see if anybody's inside. I'd like to just go inside.
Yeah, you can meet Letty Tinyhand, who you would have seen around before. She would probably know you, but you wouldn't have had a relationship. Letty Tinyhand Ibrit of Clan Farble.
All right.
And you know her as an inventor and tinker to the tinkers.
Sure, sure. Hello. I'm not sure we've ever been properly introduced. I am Gimble Greenleaf, Ale Slosh Glitter Gear of Clan Garrick, and these are my companions, Farron and Gretchen.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, I've seen you around, right? You...
Really? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
You left, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I left for a bit. Now I'm back, and things really have taken a turn for the worse around here.
It does seem that way, but I'm still able to do my research, which is all that really matters to me.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, I'm
Seems
glad...
Seems kind of small picture, it's fine.
she doesn't mean anything by small, she doesn't mean
I didn't think she did until you said that, and now I think she did.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess that's good. We've heard that it has something to do with the goblins around here. You know anything about that?
No.
Oh.
Well, that's cool. What are you working on? What's your research about?
Listen, I don't have the time to explain to you.
Okay, I mean, that's fine. I don't have the time, I guess, to listen.
Bye.
Oh, farewell. And she immediately turns around and starts setting up dominoes. You can tell that she's working on a Rube Goldberg machine that seems to serve no real purpose other than it's kind of cool.
That was pretty weird.
I think she likes me.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think she hates you, so maybe.
Hey, it's a start.
Okay, you know, well, that was strange. Let's just... Do you want to... I could take you around to the rest of the quarters, but maybe we should just get to murdering these goblins?
Yeah, I guess. Is there anybody else that you, you're looking for? Or are you just, get this squared
away? I feel like it's just a crapshoot. I mean, we could go to Root Down. That's usually where, Trundle the Great, our leader, hangs out. We could go to the Deep Market if you want to try buying something else, but who even knows what kind of shops we're going to find down there.
It seems like there's only, like, two more buildings to look at, so maybe we should just go check those out.
Okay, all right. Well, who do you want to go try to shop some more, or you want to see if we can go find Trundle?
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say Trundle?
I agree.
He might be helpful if we can find him.
All right.
Totally agree.
Yeah, okay, great. I mean, I gotta say, I've never really had that much interaction with Trundle. Too busy running the Tinker's Guild, obviously.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, show some respect if we do find him. He's kind of the leader of the whole place, you know.
Yep, of course.
All right.
The big cheese.
So you're going to Root Down?
Yes.
Wait, so is Root Down one building, or is it an area of town?
Root Down's kind of like the National Mall.
Okay. So in Root Down is the cathedral.
Uh-huh.
Is Gimble a religious dude at all?
No.
Okay.
He's into Dolara.
He's not atheistic, you know? He's kind of like a lay Christian of whatever kind of deities exist in this world.
Okay. So the cathedral is the only place of worship in Ironhill Warren, and it's non-denominational. It's just a place to worship if you want to worship. So
yeah,
kind of in keeping with your thought process. And that's the area that is the only one in Root Down at the moment. And when you enter, you can see... His Lordship Amimo of the Cloth, Bentney of Clan Harren, the head priest of the cathedral.
I recognize this guy, but I haven't really been to the cathedral since I was, knee-high on a grasshopper.
You mean still?
Yeah. What was that? Did I hear something?
God's really rude.
No, that was His Lordship Amimo of the Cloth, Bentney of Clan Harren.
Oh, jeez, man. Yes,
Sick
father.
Burn, eh?
Yeah, that was pretty righteous.
Nice.
And he's shorter than you, so he has no reason to be saying these things.
Right.
This is a nice building. Who do you worship here?
We worship anyone who deserves it.
Have you heard of Dolara? I have some books.
Of course I've heard of Dolara. She's great.
Is she one of the ones you worship here because she's so great?
If anyone wants to worship Dolara here, they are more than welcome to.
I'll just put some books around in case people wander in here and want to read about him.
Okie dokie.
I just start putting books on the pews. A couple. Okay. I don't have, like, infinite books, I guess.
Yeah.
It might.
I imagine you do have, like, infinite books. And yeah. If you're ever to get in a puzzle where there's a really tall wall we needed to get over, because you build, like, a pile of books to get out.
Just throwing them around. Yep.
Well, your lordship, what is going on with the town?
Seems some sort of goblin curse. When I was a young boy, they did something sort of like this before, and we had to... Something, ancient relic. I was too young to be fighting at that point.
Okay, alright. Yeah, we've heard that we have to... Maybe they have an ancient relic we should go smash up. That sounds about right. You have any inspiration or insight into this quest of ours, Reverend?
I do. If you go to the Toppling Goliath camp, it's the one that has the fewest goblins. There's only two of them there, so you should have a numbers advantage with the three of you.
Thanks for the tip-off.
To the tip-off?
Yeah, you tipped us off to the fact that there are only two goblins there.
Okay.
Okay.
I wonder if something got cut off. Because that was the weirdest
dinner. Wait, like... Which one of us sounded weird?
I thought Tyler sounded weird. I thought to the tip off.
Tyler just said, he just said, to the tip off out of nowhere.
I said, thanks for the tip off.
No. I thought so. But oh man, it sounded so crazy.
But Sam was like,
oh, okay, because I thought you guys were all looking at me like I was an asshole. And I guess I sounded like an asshole.
Oh, it's like you were toasting him. Like, to the tip off. I'm so tired. Okay.
All right. Well, let's go to Deep Market.
Yeah.
Deep Market.
I like these names. These are cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mary.
Yeah, the only well-done world-building in this game was not done by the GM. And that's okay.
Nice. Hey, you have Kona Cold Ones. You'll always have that.
Yeah, Kona Cold Ones was 3 stacks, but thank you.
Oh, no.
I mean...
Wop, 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 wop.
She's like your property, so you basically own...
Oh, I don't love that.
That's what God says, so...
Yeah, it's in the Bible.
Pick it up.
God damn it.
Read it.
I finally got a USB mouse for my laptop because my trackpad is trash, and I just keep forgetting and using the trackpad anyway, and getting mad at myself. So, Gimbal, you are very relieved to see really the only part of Deep Market you truly care about.
Oh, yeah.
The Crooked Spring.
Nice.
Which is your bar of choice. And your buddy Treen Guttergut of Clan Garrick, the barkeep, is just there where you would expect her.
Oh, Treen, I am so glad to see you.
Yeah, sure. What do you have?
Oh, well, all right. Classic Treen cold shoulder. I get it. You know, just give me the usual.
She slides you a mead.
All right, I slide her however much the usual price would be.
She slides it back, because I don't want to have to deal in coppers.
Fair to use.
It's annoying.
All right. Hey, thanks, Treen. You guys want anything?
Yeah. What is it? You know, 10 a.m.? Sure.
Well, the walk took a little while, so it's, you know, maybe around 1 or 2 p.m.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Sure, maybe. Sure. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll have a mead as well.
Yeah, me too.
And you all have meads now.
Hooray. Right.
Thank you.
So, Treen, I am so glad to see you. The town is nuts. Can't find anything around here. What is going on?
Yeah, something with, I don't know, goblins and curses and shit?
Yeah, that's what we've been hearing. Man, so, yeah, I think me and my buddies, we're gonna go out and crush those goblins, you know. You know anything about where those camps might be?
But they're, scattered around throughout, kind of the perimeter. It seems like they're trying to build a little bit of a wall to keep us in.
They're building a wall, boxing us in.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I know it. Treen, everybody.
Excuse me, Treen, is this guy bothering you? Or...
Yeah.
Perpetually.
Ooh, I like her.
Hey, me too.
Aren't you guys like cousins or something? Why are you being all weird?
Yeah, no, I mean, in the world building that I did, we were pretty good friends. Sam seems to want to play it like we're not good friends.
In my headcanon, you were good friends, and your dynamic is that she gives you shit all the time, so it's giving you shit.
That's fine. I don't mind. I'm just explaining to them.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for the liquid courage here. We're going to go out and take care of this goblin problem.
Is there anyone else at the bar?
It's just you guys.
Okay.
Little piece of advice. If you go around Pilot of the Storm camp, they revere their goblin captain as like a god. So if you can just take down that captain, the rest of them are just going to throw down their weapons and run away.
All right. Thanks, Treen. Great seeing you. We're going to come back. We're going to have this whole place back to normal. We're going to throw a rager in here. What do you say?
Yeah.
All right.
Is the cute one going to come back?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah. Wait.
She makes no indication which of you she's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, you know, everybody's going to be back. It'll be a whole thing.
It's probably fair and it's fine.
Or, how does everybody know the names of these camps? Like, are there, like, big signs?
You would be able to identify by,
like, patches on their duffel bags?
They're signs not with, like, printed words, but, like, Pilot of the Storm is going to have a lightning cloud and a helmet or something like that on it.
Yeah, I mean, should be able like, to figure goblins it out. Have oh, been okay. present for ages. We've kind of had skirmishes with them all the time, and so, you know, we know where they generally are. They know where we are, clearly, but it hasn't been, like, this bad, at least in Gimbal's lifetime.
So, Gimbal, do you know where these camps are, like, specifically?
I could get you probably pretty close. I'm sure we'll see some signs when we get up there.
Okay, all right, I just figured I'd ask.
All right.
No, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Well, so, you want to head out? You want to head out of the Warren?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you're heading towards one of the camps?
We are.
I guess. We got, so, there are 10 camps. We know about 3 of them. One, vulnerable to poison. The other one only has 2 goblins. And the third one, if we can kill the captain, we pretty much win. You want to start with an easy victory and clear out those 2 goblins?
Yeah, at the Toppling Goliath camp?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds okay.
I mean, if it's convenient to do that, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, they're all basically, like, the same distance away.
Okay.
They're a mere quarter star wipe away.
There you go.
When we leave the Warren, is there anything, like, odd, like, outside? Like, did, like, a weirdly large amount of time pass, or did, like, no time pass, or anything like that?
That's a great question. I wish I could give you something cool for it, but no, a normal theme. The amount of time seems to have passed.
Okay.
But it is still a good question.
Yeah. Okay, yes. So can I lead them in the direction of the Toppling Giant camp?
Yep.
Okay. And I assume when we get close, like, we see indications?
Yeah, you would recognize an image of it's 3 goblins standing on each other's shoulders, shoving a giant who has another goblin on his hands and knees behind that giant. So
nice.
The Goliath is top
for the artwork. Yeah. All right. I think we're coming up on the camp. There are only 2 goblins. If I can get a sneak attack on one of them, I'm pretty sure I can just take that clown out. So I think I might creep on up and see if I can just take him out one arrow.
Should we talk to one of them if we can to see if they have the relic here? I don't think they would. If there's only 2 of them, that seems a little weird. But
do you speak goblin?
Yeah. I mean, we can interrogate the other one if you want.
Just ask him.
All right. Well, Gretchen, to be honest, you're not great at sneaking.
It's true.
Maybe
I like my armor too much.
Maybe you should hang out, and I can sneak up with Farron. I'll drop that one goblin, and then... Farron, do you have any way you can restrain this guy?
I could explode him.
That's close.
I could also make him glow a fun color of your choosing. Well, my choosing, but I'd take your suggestion into account.
Sam, if we timed his, like, friends with me killing his companion, could we do it in such a way that he wouldn't be, like, an enemy towards us?
To be honest, it's probably easier just to knock him out with, like, a sword or something.
Okay.
Or if you can get him within 10 feet of me, I could wrap him up in some vines.
Yeah, maybe we'll just try to knock him the fuck out.
Whichever one.
All right.
I'll just stand.
Well, yeah, Farron, you want to creep up and see if we can take this guy down?
Yeah, if I won't cramp your style.
I'm going to need some extra hands.
Cool, yeah. I guess stealth checks from the boys.
Natural 20.
That is a 14.
The goblins hear Farron's approach.
Go.
And they go...
Some good ears.
And they go...
Do they start...
Hah!
Okay, but they don't see me still?
They don't, but we're still going to roll initiative. You can still get, like, You can still surprise them with your attack because they don't know where you are. But
that's fine.
And then I guess Gretchen, you should roll it too, even though.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think if she notices that they like saw Farron and were like aggressive, now she would probably just go out there.
Yeah.
To like protect her boys.
That's fine. So. As long as I can still get advantage on that attack, I'm A-okay with that.
It seems likely you will.
Cool. Got an 8.
16.
17.
8.
And then let me get their HP.
Hope it's low.
It's about to be low, am I right?
Hey, we're gonna smash him.
And Farron, you're up first. Thanks everyone for listening to Mystery D8. Follow us on Twitter @mystery_D8 and we'll catch you next week. Bye.